This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister assures that jobs will be available for locals in the logistics hub. Partnership Council has first meeting of 2014, and Education Minister to partner with JTA to encourage teachers to take up voluntary relocation. Details after this message.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is assuring that jobs will be available for local workers under the upcoming Global Logistics Hub initiative. The Prime Minister's comments follow concerns that jobs in the hub will be taken by foreign workers.
As currently envisaged, there's a role for everyone. The foreign investors or local investors, small and micro enterprise sector, professionals through the provision of services such as legal and accounting, and of a skilled and semi-skilled workers.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says persons must ensure they have the requisite training in their respective fields to secure placements. The Prime Minister also noted that the level of opportunities available to local businesses in the hub will be based on their ability to provide the requisite quality of goods and services on a consistent and reliable basis. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking Tuesday at the opening of a two-day logistics hub symposium for Jamaican companies and investors. The Prime Minister, Portia Simpson-Miller, chaired National Partnership Council, has held its first meeting for 2014 as it continues to strategize to achieve the targets established in the Partnership for Jamaica Agreement. During the meeting, National Security Minister Peter Bunting gave an update on strategies for crime reduction. He noted that the government is treating crime as a public health epidemic, requiring an appropriately structured and coordinated multisectoral response. Mr. Bunting said these goals are best achieved with the assistance of the private and public sector, as well as church and community groups. In the meantime, the council approved the membership of the partnership's governance committee. The committee will be dedicated to ensuring partners are held accountable to the principles of the partnership code of conduct. Membership of the National Partnership Council comprises representatives of academia, civil society, private sector, labor unions, the opposition, and the government. Come September, students at 37 schools island-wide will have access to tablet computers through the Tablet in Schools pilot project. Under the project, 30,000 tablets will be distributed to students in primary and secondary schools to increase the use of technology and to optimize learning opportunities within and outside of the formal school system.
We are currently going through the procurement of the tablets. The tablets should be here by May or June. We'll spend the summer rolling them out to the students, and then they'll be ready for the next school term, which would start in August, September.
Junior Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. He was speaking at the media launch of the University of the West Indies Research Day 2014 at the Mono Campus Tuesday. And the Ministry of Education and the Jamaica Teachers Association, the JTA, are to partner to encourage more teachers to opt for voluntary relocation to other schools. Many teachers were initially unsupported of the process as they deemed it to be a form of disciplinary action. However, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says recent discussions between ministry officials and the JTA have led to a mutual understanding of the issue, and both sides are committed to making the process work.
They recognize, as well as we do, that the static tenuring of teachers for the whole of their teaching career does not serve the education system well. And remember, the ultimate outcome is student attainment, you know. And so we look forward to that becoming a sturdy and complete option.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Under the process of voluntary relocation, teachers in institutions with high student-teacher ratios may choose to be transferred to understaffed schools. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.